Okay, so just to emphasize a few of the points that were brought up in this particular share on 10 or various aspects that make people very uncomfortable with highly sensitive people or empaths. There is a certain honesty when they are healthy, being an open book with people, that causes people to get very insecure around them, as crazy as that sounds. Because sometimes these are very self-confident people and they turn away from empaths because they themselves cannot handle that honesty and straightforwardness that's within the empath or HSP, and bringing it out to them. So that is something I'm sure many of you have experienced. And that empaths see through a person very, very much so. And they have trouble handling that. And therefore, very often, highly sensitive people lose good friends because of fear and insecurity in those friends. Consistency is an important point. Intensity is the reality. There's a tremendous amount of intensity to highly sensitive people. And it scares people off very much. Now we have to learn how to channel it, how to word it the right way, proper balance, but not to apologize for it. To view that as a real true strength. And that intensity of language, feeling of emotion is a gift. It's a matana. It's why we're here in this world. A large reason as to why we're here in this world. And we can't shy away from it. We just have to learn a healthy balance in the way we express it. But that is our gift to the world. That's an important point never to forget. This courageousness in HSPs, even though they don't look like they have courage often. And they are they're independent very much, even though very often they seem to have a codependency that they need to work on. But once they get past those things, it gets to become an extremely healthy, huge bracha by being an HSP. Our overreactive nervous system, us getting overstimulated, we have to balance that. And we sometimes withdraw from things we enjoy or to experience great joy. We hold ourselves back. It's important not to allow ourselves to hold ourselves back and instead embrace the uncomfortableness to an extent and guide and ask Hashem for guidance to channel it to us the right way. We are very much affected by the moods of other people. There's nothing to talk about. And very often, highly sensitive people feel that they lack energy at the end of the day because they gave so much to the people around them in their intense way. They're very conscientious. They're very self-aware. And they always feel responsible for the entire world around them. And we have to learn how to find that, too, to develop a healthy balance between those two extremes. Bracha natzlacha.